Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners and publisher of the Week Ahead newsletter. And Larry, you're offering this week, for absolutely no charge, which I really appreciate, one crazy tip for improving year-end business. And that crazy tip for improving year-end business is what, Larry?
It's eBuy, Francis, GSA's eBuy system. eBuy is responsible for driving tens of millions of dollars through government contracts at the end of the year, and it is the secret weapon of companies that are looking to expand their year-end footprint.
You write, smart companies know this, and that's why they charge some of their sales staff with constantly monitoring eBuy to ensure they can compete for as much business as possible. Why is there so much year-end business filtered through there, Larry?
Well, eBuy is based on the GSA Schedules program, Francis, and that allows for fast and efficient buying. It allows for streamlined competition, still with the requirement to obtain three quotes back. So there's good competition, but it can move very quickly. Procurements can be conducted in a matter of days and not weeks, and that really matters at the end of the year.
You write, under eBuy, customers post their needs electronically and email their RFQ to selected companies. If you're not a selected company, though, that doesn't mean that's the end of it for you.
No, it doesn't. For example, if you're a 70 schedule contractor and a customer agency posts something up on the 70 schedule that you can see, you can submit a bid on that requirement if you can meet it. And if you submit a bid on time, it must be considered on an equal footing with the bids that the customer received from the people they did send it to originally. And companies win business this way. People scoff at, well, if I wasn't one of the originally selected companies to receive the request for quotes, why would I bother? Well, the answer is bother a few times and you'll understand why smart companies do pay close attention to eBuy, because they win extra business this way, business that they may not even have been tracking at this point, or may just be something that expands their opportunities with an agency they aren't doing business with yet.
If I can get into business that I wouldn't have ordinarily gotten it with a quick turnaround time like you're talking about here, that sounds like a no-brainer. Do you have an understanding of why people who aren't doing it aren't doing it? Is it just because they don't know about it? Or are there some people who just say, this is not really my kind of thing, or what?
Well, I think some of it is that people don't really understand just how much goes through eBuy at the end of the year. And I think there's also some doubt that if they weren't the company that the customer already had in mind, that they wouldn't have an opportunity to win that business. But you know, neither of those are good reasons. I mean, you have to get educated about your market, and the fact is that eBuy is an increasingly large part of how agencies buy both products and services, and not just through the Schedules program either, but through other GSA vehicles. And in any room of 10 contractors, you'll find at least two, I would think, who won business on eBuy that they never even knew was coming.
Larry Allen's president of Allen Federal Business Partners and publishes the Week Ahead newsletter. You're also writing about the implications of the scandal at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the lessons that GSA can learn, VA can learn, and other people can learn. What? Tell me about that.
Well, this is kind of a variation on the theme of, you know, you get the outcome that you measure. And that's true enough, but sometimes the measurement tool that you're using doesn't quite give you the whole story, Francis. And this is the case here in the GSA schedule land, where you have companies who have offers that are rejected simply because GSA or the VA needs to reset the time clock for their own internal metrics. You know, each part of the Schedules program, and indeed other federal agencies for their contracts, have internal time management metrics that they are trying to meet in terms of awarding contracts. And with an overworked and understaffed acquisition workforce, it shouldn't be a surprise that rejections of offers are used as a time management tool because they really just reset the clock. So you're not really, just as in the case of the VA healthcare issue, you're not really measuring what's accurately happening. You're measuring the outcome that you really want to see in the first place.
You write, ironically, these companies can spend more time, not to mention money, cleaning up their fast lane mess than if they'd gone the regular route. Why, if that's the history that we have, why do you think companies are willing to do it thinking that, well, this time we'll get it right, this time for sure, as they used to say in the cartoon?
That's right. Well, you know, getting a contract fast, for instance, particularly if you have a customer waiting in the wings, is something that is a premium for a number of companies. And that's particularly true when we're getting towards the end of the fiscal year. People want to either get a new contract or they want to add new items to an existing contract, and they take the easy route. The easy routes can be fast. It can also be much less expensive than going a more traditional route. But the problem is that, look, there's nothing for free, and it's important to remember the maxim: if something appears to be too good to be true, it is. And that's the case with 24-hour or 48-hour schedule contracts. You end up with a contract, but you end up with a contract that you really have no chance of complying with, and any money that you make off of it, you're going to be giving a significant portion of it back to GSA in the event of an audit.
Quick aside, do you think the end of the fiscal year is going to shape up to be the way that they've been historically since we have budgets in place till September 30th? Will it look like it looked, you know, going back 2 or 3 years ago before that when things were more normal?
I think overall it certainly will. Maybe not to the same degree because there just isn't that much money relative to previous years in the kitty to spend. But there is an awful lot of pent-up demand, Francis, a lot of things that are waiting to the last minute. And as you pointed out, the budget in place, I think we're going to have about as strong a year-end as you could imagine, given the overall parameters that we have to work in.
Final thought from your Week Ahead newsletter, Larry. You write that the Clarity GovCon survey finds contractors expect a 14% increase in revenue next fiscal year, but the budget's going to be about the same as it was this year. So if somebody goes up 14 to keep the average, somebody else is going to have to go down 14, aren't they?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, it's nice to have optimism, and it's certainly good to see the contracting community optimistic because we've had a couple of rocky years. On the other hand, you don't want to get irrational exuberance, which I think is one of the outcomes of this poll. You're not going to be having realistic opportunities to increase your market share 14%. If you're a lot of companies, in fact, you'll be doing well to hold on to what you have and maybe exercise some incremental growth. Unfortunately, I think a lot of companies are going to see that survey and set their sights on a minimum of 14%. And a year from now, we're going to have some people who are disappointed.
All right, Larry, you are in Las Vegas today, and joining me from there, you're not doing anything Mrs. Allen shouldn't know about, are you?
I'm only here trying to teach people how to do a better job with their multiple award schedule contracts, Francis.
That is a fine mission for you to undertake, my friend.
Well, somebody has to do it.